WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Alberto Manguel is an Argentinian-born writer, translator, and editor who's worked in the realms of fantasy and horror. Manguel now lives in Canada. His books include The Dictionary of Imaginary Places, a guide to such places as Camelot, Oz, and Lilliput, the Oxford Book of Canadian Ghost Stories, and several short story anthologies. Book critic John Leonard has a review of Manguel's first novel, News from a Foreign Country Came.
People are responsible for their own deaths, says Antoine Barrance, late in this extraordinary novel. Antoine is a French military officer, retired to the shores of a lake in Quebec, after years of shadowy service in Algeria and Argentina. In his library, stared down on by a copperplate Durer engraving of a knight-errant and the devil, Antoine reads Camus and Céline, quotes Dante, and listens to Brahms. Outside this house of culture, nature runs riot, all the weathers of a violent world. Antoine's wife Marianne won't talk to him, and his old friend Clive from French colonial days is mystified by his antisocial behavior. But his 10-year-old daughter Anna loves him. He explains things. For instance, and I quote, he wanted to tell her that we have all been measured in different ways for different lengths, that we are made of time, like grass or sundials or water. He wanted to make her think of the visible shapes of time, growth and passing and decay, rivers, insects, the clusters of lantana flowers whose stems she liked to suck, and even the slowly shifting constellations in a darkness that was also dying. A child will drown in the lake in Quebec. Earlier in Buenos Aires, another child drowned in a bucket of water in a police station. Earlier than that, there was a sea monster fished up dead on a dock in Algiers. At the end of the novel, Anna will also look up from the silence and darkness at the bottom of a sea, watched by phosphorus faces. But she is drowning in history instead of water. And for every image of drowning in News from a Foreign Country Came, there's an image of burning, caterpillars with their tree webs set on fire, a madwoman and a holy man consumed to ash by their knowledge of God, a body in a fiery bed after the Latin Americans, seeking revenge, have come to Quebec with a bomb. Nor are these paired images the only correspondences in Alberto Manguel's haunting pages. As if in counterpoise, for the copperplate knight, there is Our Lady of Africa, a peach-colored Madonna in the Algerian sunset. Competing with Brahms, there is screaming. When figures move with watery silence through white-tiled rooms, are we in a monastery or a torture chamber? News from a Foreign Country Came is a novel about terrorism, the best I've ever read, and I've read a lot of them, by heavyweights like Heinrich Böll and Mary McCarthy and John le Carré and Doris Lessing. Through three different minds, the father, the mother, and the child, in several different cities, Algiers, Paris, Buenos Aires, Alberto Manguel meditates on our bloody century and asks us to imagine a zealous guardian who would preserve the clear space, the necessary order, the last and perfect point, the still center of the culture, against chaos and destruction by resorting to torture. A moral bankrupt who rationalizes torture as a cleansing and thinks of himself as purified by his responsibility and aspiration. A cultured monster who will teach his system, so detached and meticulous, we are told, that it verges on boredom like the slow rotation of a planet, to other policemen everywhere. An expert in pain, for hire, who says to his students, and all this time you must tell yourself, I am not part of this foreign country, this alien body, this other suffering. It is he, the patient, who has brought this on himself. No one ever drowns. People choose to stop living. Drowning is a suspension of the will. When 10-year-old Anna at last meets her father, she gives up hope and love itself.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning.